CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Typhoon Sutilor has made landfall on southeast China's Fujian province with strong gales and heavy rains. Sutilor landed on the coastal city of Putian in Fujian Saturday night and is expected to storm through the province. Precipitation in the provincial capital Fuzhou reached historical high on Saturday, with much of the downtown waterlogged. The province has evacuated more than 160,000 people and 32,000 fishing boats in a bid to minimize damage. Forecasts say heavy rains and strong gales are still expected through Sunday morning in the northern part of Fujian province. Before landing on Fujian, the super typhoon hit Taiwan early Saturday morning, leaving at least 6 people dead, 4 missing, and over 100 injured. The Chinese ambassador to Japan has urged the Japanese prime minister to face up to history when the prime minister makes an upcoming statement to mark the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced on Friday the statement will be issued as a cabinet decision, rather than as a personal statement as he had planned before. It remains to be seen whether the so-called Abe statement will admit the war waged by Japan was aggression, or if it will include an apology to World War II victims. Chinese Ambassador to Japan Cheng Yonghua says China, together with other countries invaded by Japan during the war, is very concerned regarding the content of the statement. A former kindergarten teacher has been handed a life sentence by a court in northwest China after the man was found guilty of raping and molesting 12 of his students. Huang Jianxin was sentenced by the Intermediate People's Court in northwestern city of Yinchuan. Police say Huang sexually assaulted each of the 12 girls after telling them he would tutor them on their homework. The kindergarten has offered compensation to each of the victims. The latest numbers show China's foreign trade dropped 7.3% year-on-year in the first 7 months of 2015. The total trade volume by July stood at 13.6 trillion yuan, or about 2.2 trillion U.S. dollars. Exports edged down by 0.9% annually, while imports slumped by 14.6%. The trade surplus doubled to hit 1.87 trillion yuan in January to July period. The numbers show weak demand from the EU and Japan, but increasing export volume to the markets in the U.S. and ASEAN countries. At least 12 people have been killed after suspected Islamist militants attacked a hotel used by United Nations staff in central Mali. The victims include 5 soldiers and 2 civilians. 4 hostages were freed after security forces raided the hotel in the central town of Savara. Gunmen stormed the town on Friday, attacking a military base and killing 13 people before taking over the hotel. No group has claimed responsibility, but the IS has carried out most of the recent attack in central and southern Mali. A Palestinian man who was seriously wounded last week in an arson attack that killed his 18-month-old son has himself died of his injuries. The baby died during the attack on July 31st when someone tossed firebombs into the family home in the Palestinian village of Douma. The attack has been blamed on a group of Jewish settlers. A 4-year-old boy who was seriously injured in the attack is still in hospital. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the incident an act of terrorism. The attack has triggered protests across Palestinian communities in the West Bank. At least 12 people were killed when a wall collapsed in the northern Indian state of Haryana. 15 others were injured, and all of them are said to be in serious condition. It happened at a site where a building is under construction. All casualties are said to be workers at the site. The owner of the building has been arrested. The Panama Canal will temporarily limit the cargo size of ships using the waterway due to a drought caused by the El Niño weather phenomenon. Maximum ship draft will be cut to 11.89 meters from September 8th, affecting 18.5% of vessels that normally transit the link between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. A ship's draft is its depth in the water and changes as the vessel becomes heavier or lighter. The canal authority says further restrictions could be imposed on September 16th if weather conditions do not change. The canal's locks can usually accommodate ships with a draft of up to 12 meters. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.